Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
The Bible frequently uses the morning to evoke the idea of recurrence. The place of the morning in a day is paramount because it can become the starting point for many good habits. I personally pay great attention to what I do at the beginning of my days. Here are a few passages from the Bible regarding the morning. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning, Leviticus 6:12. And they burn to the Lord every morning, 2 Chronicles 13:11. For morning by morning it will pass over, Isaiah 28:19. Bring your sacrifices every morning, Amos 4:4. And every morning he brings his justice to light, Zephaniah 3:5. Every morning offers the opportunity to practice a good habit. If I don't find the time in my very full days, I can, for example, wake up an hour or half an hour earlier to take the time to take care of myself, take time with God and read my Bible, plan out my day and avoid the stress of the last minute, write down my expectations for my day or week, and start on a positive note. Start working on what I usually always put off to free my day of a task that I dread. Answering those emails, starting that algebra homework, cleaning the bathroom. Today, my friend, know that the time you give to God, particularly at the beginning of your day, isn't lost time. It will be hugely beneficial for the rest of your day. You'll have taken time to be renewed and receive what you needed. Peace, assurance, joy, trust, strength, etc. Make each morning the best asset of your day. I invite you to discover this instrumental piece by my friend Pascal Sans. As you listen, focus your thoughts on Jesus and allow him to touch your heart. May this time really revitalize and bless you. You can find the link to this beautiful song in today's email.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.